Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to May 27th, 1962. Now, the Giants are home. They're at Candlestick Park, and they've got a doubleheader against the New York Mets, the new New York Mets, managed by Casey Stengel. Chris, in this one, the Giants come in with a record of 31-14, and they're in this three-game series. If they can sweep this doubleheader, they will have a 5-1 homestand. This is game one. We've got 39,551 at Candlestick on a blustery Sunday, I'm sure, to see this one with the Mets and the Giants. And, of course, 1962, we know the Giants end up going to the World Series. They beat the Dodgers in the playoff, take the Yankees to seven games before the Yankees win the seventh game 1-0 against the pitcher who's going to start for the Giants in this game today, and that is Jack Sanford. Roger Craig is a New York Met, and he goes for the Mets. Chris, where do you hear these lineups? Richie Ashburn, Felix Mantilla, Cliff Cook, Frank Thomas, Ed Boucher, Joe Christopher, Elio Chacon, Sammy Taylor, and Roger Craig. Every player came from somewhere else. The Mets' first team, they took a lot of veteran players. All right, for the Giants, Harvey Keenan left, Hiller at second, Mays in center, Cepeda at first, Lewin right, Davenport at first, Howler catching, Pagan at short, and Jack Sanford on the hill. How about this setup, Chris? Here we go, ready for the first pitch.
I have to say it's a little bit of a mismatch there with the lineups, Marty. The Mets pretty much took what they could take in the expansion draft, and it was pretty obvious that the Major League teams did not leave much for the Mets to take. I mean, you got some Hall of Fame-bound players there, Richie Ashburn, you know, respectable ball players for sure, but by and large, the Giants had them outclassed. And so there may have been a little bit of frustration there on the Mets' part, you know, as the game wore on.
Well, the Mets are a fighting team, let's put it that way, which is a precursor of what is coming here. All right, in the Mets' third, Elio Chacon gets a bunt single. Richie Ashburn, as you said, Chris, a Hall of Famer, he gets a double, and the Mets go up 1-0. All right, the Giants' fourth, Mays and Cepeda. Boy, how about that? Get base hits. Felipe Alou, a base hit, 1-1. Cepeda scores on an error by the shortstop as Elio Chacon is once again involved in the play. And Davenport, a sacrifice fly. That makes it 3-1 Giants here at the end of the fourth. Now we go to the Giants' seventh, Chris. And don't forget, this is the first game of a doubleheader. All right, Matty Alou starts it off with a base hit. And Roger Craig is still on the mound here. And, of course, he's given up some runs. It is Roger Craig's game, but they're going to leave him in there. So Matty Alou, a base hit. Harvey Keene sacrifices. Heller grounds out to second. All right, now Mays gets a base hit. It's 4-1. While Mays is batting, listen to this, Chris, Roger Craig throws at Mays twice, trying to hit him. He can't hit him, and Mays gets a base hit. It's 4-1. Here comes Cepeda. Cepeda's looking in at Craig. Craig looks at Cepeda. Craig throws, and he hits Cepeda. Well, Cepeda starts coming out to the mound, and he's restrained by Alvin Dark at this point. All right, so now we got first and second. We got Mays at second, Cepeda at first, and Roger Craig, who knows what he's thinking about, Chris, on the mound. He tries to pick off Mays twice at second base. On the second attempt, Chacon punches Willie Mays, and Mays picks him up and throws Chacon to the ground.
Shea bluffs now. Now throw to second base, and Mays is back in. And now there, Chacon starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him, and Cepeda and Craig are at it. Cepeda and Craig, and Cepeda gets it, a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl at second base as Chacon started hitting Mays on top of the head as they were lying there. Mays picked Chacon up and threw him on the ground. Cepeda swung a left hook and almost decked Craig. We've got ball players all over there. Russ, I don't know what that was about. Mays slid into second, and Chacon just started hitting him on the head, and Mays picked Chacon up and threw him down on the ground. Cepeda came over and swung a beautiful left hook that nailed Roger Craig right on the button.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that. It's the first time I've ever seen Mays throw a punch. And after Chacon hit him, Mays tagged him once and picked him up and bounced him around on the ground. Then Cepeda went for Craig and gave him as good a left hook as I have ever seen.
Chacon is ejected. Willie never got into a fight on the field. Elio Chacon, the little shortstop from the Cincinnati Reds, where he came from, throws a punch at Mays, and he ends up on the ground. Chacon does, and he's ejected. My goodness.
My goodness is right, Marty. I mean, pitchers threw at Willie Mays regularly. People need to know that. They threw at Mays all the time because, as one pitcher said, if we didn't throw it at him, he'd hit 600. That's how good he was. Especially that Mets pitching crew. I mean, Mays destroyed them. You mentioned Roger Craig threw at Mays twice and couldn't hit him. But that happened all the time because Willie was so quick. He has such great reflexes. He was such an outstanding athlete that a lot of times pitchers would try to hit him, and they just couldn't. But he probably was still a little bit incensed by the time he got to second base, and this little half-pine infielder's trying to mess with him. You know, he probably just said, that's enough. And if you've ever seen pictures of Willie Mays in baseball anthologies with, you know, a lot of photos in them, a lot of times he appears shirtless in these photos, and he looks like heavyweight champion of the world. He had amazing musculature. It's no surprise that he could pick up another grown man and just fling him wherever he wanted to.
You know, you bring up Mays getting hit, Chris. I think I looked this up and talked to Willie about it. I think he was hit something like 45 times in his career, and he had 14,000 plate appearances, something like that. It's an enormous number of plate appearances without getting hit. You're right. They did throw at him all the time. All right. After an error at first base on a pickoff attempt, Alou gets a base hit, and now the Giants are up 6-1. They go to the eighth inning, and Tom Haller hits a home run. The catcher, his third of the year. The Giants go up 7-1, and they win the first game of the doubleheader, 7-1. But can you imagine what this thing looked like with the Mays picking up Chacon and Cepeda going to the mound?
Of all I've ever seen, this was the best baseball brawl, because there was no kidding around about this. There was no pushing, hauling, and tagging. They were really throwing uppercuts, and a lot of them were landing. And I don't think the Giants lost a single fracas.
Not many people got ejected, and that's the way baseball was played in those days. Hey, Chris, there's a second game to this doubleheader. The Giants win at 6-5. Jim Duffalo over Craig Anderson. Stu Miller, who saved the first game, comes back with his sixth save of the year in the second game. The Giants sweep the three-game series and have a 5-1 homestand. Chris, a little bit about Jack Sanford. That year, he goes 24-7 for the Giants, a tremendous season, 265 innings pitched. For Roger Craig, he goes 2-6 after this game, and he ends up 10-24. Loses 24 games for the Mets in 1962. Seth Moorhead finishes it out, and he gave up the home run to Haller to finish the Mets pitching for that day. But boy, Giants win 7-1. They're now 33-14. Chris, they're on the way to 103 wins, 62 losses, and that is going to be good enough to beat the Dodgers by a game and put them in the World Series against the Yankees. But how about this one today? Giants-Mets. I wish I could have seen that doubleheader.
Baseball was so entertaining then, because every club had two or three stars, and the doubleheaders were quite a phenomenon back then. Well, I guess up until 1970, maybe 71, almost every Sunday teams had doubleheaders, and they'd draw maybe 5,000 or 6,000 through the week, but on the weekends they would come out in droves. Yeah, that was a tough ticket in those days.
Well, it was good at Candlestick, 1962, May 27th. That's it, a doubleheader. The Giants win the doubleheader, but the explosive part of the first game, Willie Mays throwing Elio Chacon to the ground, and Cepeda charges the mound, and that's Giants-Mets, Casey Stengel and Alvin Dark. Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.